It's Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy.
I like to think that I'm just going to let myself age gracefully, although I don't think that's going to be the case because I'm 30 and it's not going so well. That if I got to put another 30 years of wear and tear on this body, it's going to go downhill very fast.
And another X amount of years getting up at 3:20 in the morning. That takes its toll on you as well.
Yes. So when I hear about different things, I'm like, that's interesting. They have the string. A lot of these celebrities are doing this just for the Oscars this weekend. It's not, I want to look good for life. It's just for the Oscars.
Case the camera catches them.
Yeah. God forbid you look older than 35. Uh-huh. Even if you're a woman and you're 55, we want you to look 35. Uh-huh. And if you're 20, we want you to look 35 too. Everybody just like 30, 35 is the magic number. So they're doing a string facelift. It takes about 30 to 45 minutes. It costs anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000.
Okay. They say it's actually painless as well. Like there's no pain involved. But there's also...
Have you seen how they do regular facelifts?
Mm-mm.
They cut the skin by your ears, like along your scalp and by your ears, and just pull it back. Staple or whatever, I know.
And there's been a couple recently, like we've been watching that O.J. Simpson thing on FX, and John Travolta's looks like he's had work done. And we're trying to work out, is it just been done so he looks like Robert Shapiro, or has he had it done so he actually...
I think that it's done just so he looks like Robert Shapiro, because I saw him on, it was in a magazine.
Okay.
And it was referencing O.J., the O.J. movie, TV show, so it wasn't that long ago.
Okay.
And he looked different. He didn't look so bad.
Because Tom Cruise was pictured at the UK version of the Oscars last week, called the BAFTAs, and they were saying he had work done. And he's got that, he had that puffed up kind of like shiny look about him.
Yeah,
like,
he did. It looked that plastic look. Then there's a procedure where they put filler above the cheekbones, the center of the chin, and then the lower jaw to help sculpt the face, which is probably what Tom Cruise looked like just stung by bees.
So it's just grow old gracefully. Like, and it's because the only people
it's so different for men, though. Men, it's like Scarlett Johansson's in her early 30s, and she's playing the love interest of guys who are 55, 60. Instead of giving that role to somebody of an equal age counterpart,
like Helen Mirren.
Yeah. Why aren't you into Susan Sarandon?
It's weird, isn't it? But the thing is, as well, that it's just. You're not allowed, that those people anyway are not, you know, it's bad for them to be age gracefully and naturally, because I think they get so scared that they won't get any more TV or movie roles and stuff because they're getting too old. And, you know, it's kind of, how horrible is it to have to live your life like that you're permanently thinking, right, I've got to have this pumped into my skin because I've got to look, you know, it's all got to look tight all the time and stuff. It's just horrible. That's too much maintenance. Listen, I hate shaving every day. That's why I do it like once or twice a week. But imagine having to constantly be prodded with needles.
I don't
up.
Know that I could say that I would never get plastic surgery. I haven't had any, but I would. I don't know that I would say that I wouldn't.
No, you would.
Like I see.
I think you would.
Botox. I'm noticing when if I smile, or you know, like the lines stay a little bit longer after I'm done smiling.
Uh-huh.
Or my forehead, if I wrinkle up my forehead and then let it go.
That's because you keep. Stay. That's because you keep frowning at me though. That one.
No, that's just my resting bee face. It's not a frown. That's my resting bee face.
All right. Okay. I can't